Kelly, describe a setting the bar story for everyone.
It's an example of what not to do. A situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, I think that's where we are with this one. Look, Kingsley thought he had a great deal on a flight halfway around the world. However, didn't quite make it that far. And this is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without flying to Sydney, Montana.
Oh, no.
When you wanted to fly to Sydney, Australia. You're doing okay.
Oh, that's different. That's a different trip.
Yeah, 62-year-old Kingsley lives in New York, booked his dream vacation to Australia. He was supposed to land in Sydney, hop on a cruise ship, didn't even make it out of the United States. What happened?
Oh, crikey!
Crikey! So what he did was he booked a flight to Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, but it was Sydney, Montana.
Oh.
It's a small town near the North Dakota border, about 6,000 people.
Were the airport codes, like, similar?
Yeah. Sydney, Australia is S-Y-D. Sydney, Montana is S-D-Y.
Oh, no.
That's a mountain top covered with white snow. At that point, I knew I was in trouble. It's a matter of acronyms. The S-Y-D as opposed to S-D-Y.
Oh, yeah, so that's Sydney explaining it. He's like, hey, when I saw the snow-capped mountains, I knew I was in trouble.
Yep, I knew I was not in the right place.
Somebody has to fix that.
It was really funny. Kingsley came and he goes, I've got a problem.
Yeah, so that is Carol. She's helping him. She's the flight attendant there, or, you know, the person working the gate.
Uh-huh. But Carol, it was not a paycheck. It was a human being she was dealing with. Montana didn't have kangaroos. It had Carol. And that was good enough for me.
Montana didn't have kangaroos. It had Carol. And that was good enough for me.
He's handling this amazingly well.
Yeah, I mean, Carol tried to, like, find some routes to actually, like, get him to Sydney by the time his cruise left. But, I mean, by the time... There was nothing they could do. So he just flew back to New York. And the good news is he rebooked his trip to Australia.
Oh, good. With the right airport code this time?
Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
For this June.
So, oh, wow. So again, you know what? He's got an amazing attitude about it. He really does.
He really did. Montana didn't have kangaroos. It had Carol.
Need to make that a billboard right out in front of the airport.
We may not have kangaroos, but we have Carol. So if you can manage to make it through the day without flying to Sydney, Montana, when you wanted to fly to Sydney, Australia, you're doing okay.
Oh, they need to make him like, the tourist ambassador for that Sydney, particular Montana. Airport. Sydney, Montana, yes. Yeah.
That is setting the bar on 99.7.